The classical music world lost a giant yesterday, Pierre Boulez. And yeah, we could go all highbrow on you now and give you the straight bio on him, how he was born in France in 1925, how he conducted some of the world's leading orchestras without a baton, and how he was known as an avant-garde composer. There, that's a straight dope on Pierre Boulez. Now we can highlight his collaboration with this man. Frank Zappa. Legendary guitarist and composer, leader of the Mothers of Invention, doesn't really seem like a guy who wrote a song called The Illinois Enema Bandit would find common ground with someone like Boulez. Then again, I did own a Zappa album featuring music for electric violin and low-budget orchestra, and with the Zappa soundtrack to the movie 200 Motels, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra got involved. There was also a brief collaboration in 1970 with conductor Zubin Mehta, but it went nowhere. Frank Zappa had long hoped his orchestral music would get treated seriously. Fast forward to the 1980s, and Zappa sent some of his scores to maestro Pierre Boulez, and Boulez accepted. And in 1984, the album Boulez Conducts Zappa, The Perfect Stranger, came out. Great title because for some in classical and rock circles, the collaboration was perfectly strange. Maybe not such a strange collaboration, though. Zappa was the head of the class in avant-garde rock, often teasing out classical and jazz strands in his music, while Boulez was always looking for the next challenge in modern music. Here's a sonic example, Frank Zappa's song Dupree's Paradise, performed live by the Mothers of Invention in Stockholm in 1973. But Dupree's Paradise was never recorded in the studio until Pierre Boulez got his hands on it. So there's your dose of music appreciation for the day. As for the late Frank Zappa and the late Pierre Boulez, may their breaking of musical conventions be the inspiration for others to do the same. It keeps life interesting. This is The World.